This is
For a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammadul Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who follow their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. In the field of mental health, there is a principle called the principle of contentment. Now, this is very important, so I would like to repeat what I said, dear brothers and sisters. In the field of mental health, there is a principle called the principle of contentment, according to which the lesser one's expectations are, the greater is one's peace of mind. And the greater they are, the expectations are, the lesser peace of mind it is. We should repeat this statement 3 times or 5 times at least every day, to the extent that we minimize our expectations, dear brothers and sisters, we will also reduce the probability of defeat and failure. It does not mean that you should not wish for grand and big and huge things. No, you should ask for big things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to expectations other from Allah, make it almost to zero. When we minimize our expectations, we will also reduce the probability of defeat and failure. When you do something good for anyone, do it for the pleasure of Allah, not for that person X. And do not expect anything back. Because as the moment you do something for a person, you expect something from a person. And that person does not deliver what was expected from him, what you expected from him, as your brother and friend or relative, or colleague, or spouse. What happens? This enmity starts in between you. So if you want to do something, you do it for the will of Allah. Otherwise, let it go. No one has forced you to do anything. But if you do, do not have expectations. As a result, fear and hope, anxiety and agitation, and the oppressive feeling of expectation that besiege us prior to the achievement of success are automatically reduced.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
In fact, the principles of happiness is no other than the principle of contentment. However, one should remember that the meaning of the principle of happiness and contentment is not that one should sit idle and refrain from every kind of activity and effort. What is meant by the principle of happiness is getting to know of one's own limits, abilities, and means, and becoming reconciled with one's capacities and powers. That's what it means, dear brothers and sisters. One should not sit idle and refrain from every kind of activity or effort. But what is meant here is the principle of happiness is getting to know of one's own limits. This is my limit. I can't do more than this. And the means of becoming reconciled with one's capacities and powers will give you mental peace. They are one of those factors that would give you mental peace. And that means that one should not extend one's expectations beyond one's own capacity and make unrealistic and extravagant demands upon them. Another aspect, another factor for mental peace is that Islam tells the human heart, that Islam guides the human heart towards everlasting life. Islam promises human beings everlasting life. Although faith in resurrection is a reality that raises man over the sensible and the emotional faculties for the realization of the sublime human ideals, it does not restrain man from enjoying the world's bounties and pleasures within the borders of Sharia, of course. But what does it do then? The belief in the resurrection restrains the self from pursuing these joys in an unruly, self-willed manner in the expansive arena of life, and counters its greed, counters its bad deeds, and makes you reflect. It counters greed by subjecting it to controls and restraints. When one is really convinced, dear brothers and sisters, that the word offers scant and limited opportunities, that its joys are insignificant, and that its short days are devoid of real delights, then enjoyments of this world lose their glitter and glamour in his eyes, and he does not regret if he fails to obtain more than what falls to his lot. Even if you might be the most powerful person in the whole world, and you might even be the wealthiest person in the whole world, that, dear brothers and sisters, will be nothing when you have spiritually witnessed the blessings and bounties of the next realm, what comes after death. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. So all I need. All I need. All I need. Oh. All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. This love is all I need. what you mean to me.
Cause your love is all around me. To be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.